Tom, for a 2-1 hockey game, that was wildly entertaining. That was fun to watch. Just kind of stinks that he had to give up that shorthanded goal tonight.
Well, again, no question, Schultz. Yeah, it's just it's a backbreaker. It's a simple play, and I don't know, again, whatever. I don't even want to go over it. I've watched it five times already, and it's just, again, when it rains, it pours. And again, we got, you know, Tech wasn't great tonight. That's the problem. Again, they weren't clicking at all, and it was a perfect opportunity for us at home, and you know, we didn't get it done.
Well, and Tom, that's just it. Against good hockey teams, those kinds of mistakes can mean the difference between winning and losing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no question, and you saw it there. And no, we had other chances. I mean, their goalie played well. There's no question about that. But at the end of the day, again, I'm going to say it. They didn't play great tonight. They're a lot better hockey team than that, and they'll be a lot better tomorrow, too. So you want to nick those teams when you can, and when they, mostly on a Friday, and they still have the bus legs. And we had good intensity, too. I mean, not taking anything away from our guys, because we had very good intensity. We had good puck hunger. So, again, you know, that was good.
Why was your forecheck, especially in that first period, able to confuse them or hamper them or bottle them up so much where you seem to be causing an awful lot of problems for them?
Well, we just had good puck pressure, Schultze. And when you have good puck pressure, you're gonna do that. And I thought we had good jump. We had good reaction. We anticipated well. And, yeah.
Oh, you had, you know, obviously, I think both first and second period offensively dominant as far as the game flow goes. Third period, they have a 2-1 lead. They play a little bit more conservative, and it seemed like they packed it in a little bit, made it more difficult for you guys to get pucks to the net.
Well, and they chipped well, too. They chipped really well, and we knew that. I mean, that's the thing. We had to get better dumps. We had to get better releases to try to hem them in. And, again, all they were doing was chipping and running, and we knew that was going to happen, and that's what – you guys have seen enough hockey. You know what's going to happen, obviously, when you're up in the third period.
Did you draw anything up there on the extra attacker situation? The guys just reading and reacting?
No, we have set plays and set structure and set formations. But, yeah, you know, a lot of it's just having good puck recovery.
When you face a goalie like you did tonight with the guy, you know, he's almost got 96% save percentage. Do you look at any tendencies to maybe see what ways you might crack him, or just, you know, try to just pour it on to get him by him?
Well, you can't get highly technical, but we try to shoot low on him too. He's a very athletic goaltender up high, so we try to get pucks low on him, and we want to try to create some second chance opportunities and third chance opportunities.
Ruslan Padan there in that extra attacker situation, boy, did he tee that one up, and unfortunately just went a little bit wide. But does he have the heaviest shot on the blue line for you guys?
Absolutely. Well, practice too, but Ruslan does have a heavy shot.
Good luck tomorrow night, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Cerutori outside the Beaver Bench here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Michigan Tech a 2-1 winner